This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Well, we're right in the thick of the garden tomato production season. And here today, we want to take a look at two aspects of seeing those tomatoes through to full production. Dennis Patton with us. Dennis is the Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent. And one of those factors most evident right now, Dennis, is the summer heat and how those high readings impact tomato fruit set. Speak to that if you
want. Right. Well, tomatoes, even though they're a summer crop, for them to set fruit, they're fairly finicky. If you have nighttime temperatures above 75 degrees, which we've had that in parts of Kansas already, that causes fruit set to decrease. On the other hand, you have temperatures above 95 degrees during the day with hot, dry winds. That causes the pollen to dry out, so it never reaches the flower of the tomato, and the fruit don't set on, especially on our nice, large slicing tomatoes, which, of course, that's what everyone wants for that, you know, classy summer BLT sandwich. And so our tomatoes have had a difficult time getting going, and now with the high heat, we're having problems with fruit set.
So is there anything that a gardener can do about that other than wait it out?
You know, I think with anything when it comes to gardening, it's back to that good culture, good care. So, you know, proper fertilization, even moisture, mulching to keep the soil cooler. And then, of course, we have to watch out for some potential pest problems, whether it be insect or disease.
To the challenge of disease control in tomato crops. This is something that is pressing, it seems, every summer, Dennis, because tomatoes are vulnerable to a host of things, actually.
Correct. And our office has already seen a lot of the foliar leaf disease called Septoria leaf spot. It starts low on the plants. It looks like someone's put black pepper dots all over the leaves and they turn yellow. And then as the season progresses, it just moves up the plant and defoliates it. So less foliage, less energy, less fruit. Couple ways to help prevent Septoria leaf spot. We've already talked about the importance of mulching. That keeps the spores from splashing up onto the leaf. Another practice that's being recommended more and more is to remove the lower foliage. As that plant grows, to take the foliage off to what they call the first hand or the first cluster of fruit. And the theory here is that it's higher for those spores to splash up to those lower leaves. And so we never get it on the plant to work its way up. Once it's on the plant, it's there pretty much for the rest of the season. And of course, caging, staking, get that foliage up off the ground, air movement works. And then also watering, kind of keep that foliage dry. If you're going to water overhead, do it in the morning, afternoon, not in the evening. So we're going to have long dry periods. And if that all fails, which a lot of times it does, then you're back to a fungicide spray treatment to help keep it in check.
And if one does end up committing to a fungicide regimen, that has to be continued on throughout the bulk of the growing season?
Usually, you know, it's one of those things kind of play by ear, but if your plant's being infected, you got to stay ahead of it, you know. And chlorothalonil is the fungicide most people use, readily available at most garden centers. And then that's sprayed on an every couple week basis throughout the season. Also, I would continue to remove those really infected leaves too, even though it's higher, because here again, you're decreasing the amount of spores. Also, that decreases the chance of those leaves falling to the ground, infecting your plants again next season also. I know on Facebook, I've already got some people posting pictures of blossom end rot, which is where the bottom end of the tomato rots off because of uneven moisture temperatures, those type of things. And the plant grows out of that. But the other thing that's going to happen is, you know, if we continue with these 95 degree days, which most of Kansas experience, even some are going up to the hundreds, is those fruit are not going to ripen properly. The color pigments don't develop under high temperatures. They either go more orange. So once you get what they call a blush to the fruit, you can go ahead and pick it because pretty much all the sugar compounds, flavor compounds have entered into the fruit. Picking them earlier than ripening them indoors on the counter will help, and you'll still get a tasty fruit.
We appreciate the tips, Dennis, on getting to that finish line with our tomato crops.
You're welcome.
Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent Dennis Patton there. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.